Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you again today for the wonders of your word and the majesty and majestic power of your name, in your name, through your name, and by your name. And we pray today in that name, and we thank you for the healing of our land, for the healing of the people, and we worship you and praise you in much joy. We have the joy of the Lord, and it is our strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. Welcome, everybody, to Friday. Give the Lord a praise and thanksgiving. Just to go over a moment, we talked to him about that the covenant that David had with God, the covenant was bigger than the giant. David heard Goliath shout. He saw him. He heard him. As soon as the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him and were sore afraid. He was approximately 9 feet, 10.5 inches tall, and his coat of mail weighed 125 pounds. David both saw and he heard him. Is there a Goliath in your life? That's the point of this whole thing. If you're born again, you have a covenant with God.
Yes, amen.
Same covenant David had, same God.
Yes.
Amen. And if you're not born again, then get born again. I mean, that's the easiest thing you ever did in your life. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, just pray this. Father, in Jesus' name, I open my heart and I open my mind. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Take my life and do something with it. I repent of sin. That's all in the past. And I look to you, Jesus, as my future. Now that I'm born again, I'm a new creature. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me to overflowing. I fully expect to speak with other tongues just like they did on the day of Pentecost. I receive you. I receive him. And today is a new day. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's the easiest thing you ever did. Well, I just don't feel. Well, quit feeling. We just don't feel God. Just don't feel God. How'd you like it if every time you walked in the room, somebody said, I want to feel and see if you're here? Get your hands off me. You feel it. I'm here whether you feel like it or not.
That's right.
When you can't feel him is when you better believe he's here.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's what he said.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people, and I don't blame them for that because I'm the same way. I saw Jesus. What did he look like? Well, no. That's not first. I want to know what he said.
Yeah.
We can talk about how he looked later. I want to know what he said.
Yes, sir.
What he said will get me healed.
Yes, sir.
How he looks just thrilled me. You understand where I'm going with that?
Yes.
Now, all right. David both saw and heard him. Is there a Goliath in your life? Something you've seen, something you've heard. What is your answer? Mark chapter 11.
Here we go.
Here we go. You got to wind up there sometime. You start there and you wind up there. chapter 11, verse 22. Now, Jesus saw that fig tree. He saw it from, in fact, then back up there just a second. I want to show you something. In verse 12, on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. See, yet is in italics. Just mark through it. Whether it's the beginning of the season or the end of the season, a Middle Eastern fig tree, if it had leaves, it's going to have some figs on it. It was afar off. It was far away enough that he couldn't see whether it had figs or not. So he walked up to it. Now, I want you to see something. Notice this. This is right in line with what we're talking about here. Jesus answered. That fig tree's talking. He answered it and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Nine words. And his disciples heard it. He wasn't quiet about it. He just turned around and walked off. Far as he's concerned, that tree's dead, gone. I don't care if it burns down, lightning, if it stands there for 100 years, and it'll never have another fig on it. That wasn't his problem. He said, in the 14th chapter of John, he said, and all of this was in the covenant meal. He said to them, he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are not my own. But the Father that dwells within me, he does the works. He does the works. And I can summarize it like this. I only do what I see my Father do, and I only say what I hear my Father say. Now, you put that down, because I don't care what it's in that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You don't try to figure it out. You just keep that. That's solid word, and God will show you. God will show you. The first miracle, turning the water into wine. She said, they don't have any wine. He said, what's that to me? Woman? Now, she just turned around and said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. The father heard his mother. Amen. And the boy going to do what his mama said to do. That's what boys are supposed to do, is what your mother tells you to do. So he did what his mama said to do. And it worked out just like it's supposed to. Can you see? So now, think about this. Lord won't let me stop there. They went to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple, began to cast them out that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. He would not suffer that any man carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? You've made it a den of thieves. They had a con game going. You bring your little lamb in there. They examined your lamb, said, no, this one's blemished. Just hand it off. And now this one, we approve of this one. And it'll cost you so much money. They take yours in the back room, and the next guy comes out and says, no, yours is blemished, and they sell yours to the other guy. Den of thieves. Man, I mean, he came down on them. So, but what I want you to see here, now watch this. And he taught. That was the mission. The mission was not cleaning out the temple, but you had to clean the temple before you can preach. That's a good word for preachers. Get your temple cleaned up. This one you live in. Amen. That's another lesson. In the morning as they pass by, they've been gone 24 hours. Somewhere in that 12-hour period there in the night, sometime or other, that fig tree just dried up from the roots. Now, you know, Peter, you know, when they came back, now they didn't wait till dark. You don't walk in the dark, you know. It was evening. My kind of guy, he preached all day. Yeah, I love it. So they got in there, you know, Peter's eye and that fig tree, nothing happened. But the next morning, say the next morning.
The next morning.
The next morning, as they, 20th verse, passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots, not the leaves, from the roots, from the root of the problem. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. That's the answer. That's your answer. Have faith in God. One translation said, have the faith of God. Well, absolutely, it's the faith of God. Yes. Amen. How does faith come? It comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God is full of His faith. Words are containers. They're not primarily for communication. They are containers, and they're going to contain either faith or fear. They're going to contain hate or love. They're going to contain, I mean, they are containers. You can hurt somebody with them so badly they may never get over it. The Bible calls them arrows. Oops, I didn't mean to shoot that. I don't care. You've already done it. The arrow doesn't know any different. An accidental killing with a gun. It wasn't the gun's fault. Amen. So, you wish you hadn't said that, but you can't get it back. Now, notice this now. Have the faith of God. Now, Brother Hagin, you say, have the God kind of faith. Don't you like that? That's hard to improve on. Have the God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you, now notice this, notice it, watch it. Whosoever shall say, now, Brother Hagin was just, he had just prayed, and he was in laying in the sanctuary of a church, just laying there on the floor, preparing to preach that night, and he had his Bible open right there. And the word of the Lord came to him and said, did you ever notice that in that 23rd verse, I used the word believe one time and the word say in one form or another three times? And he said, you're going to have to preach the saying part three times as much as you do the believing part, because believers believe, but they're strange to them about saying anything. Oh, I wouldn't want to say that. Oh, Brother Copeland, you said you'd never have the flu. I wouldn't say that for anything in the world. Why? Don't you know the devil will hear you? Well, where's your faith, in Jesus or the devil? I had a man say that. I got that from Brother Hagin. But I had a man say, he told his son-in-law, he said, I'll give that young whippersnapper 5 years. The devil's going to take his challenge. He won't last 5 years. Of course, he's a good friend of mine. He told me about it. I said, okay, Joe, let's just keep track of it. He said, I'm going to. 5 years went by. He went back and said, it's been 5 years, and his ministry's larger now than it was 5 years ago. Yeah, I don't care, 5 more years and the devil will get him. Well, it's been 53 and a half.
Glory to God.
Don't think he hadn't tried. I had some marvelous opportunities to be sick and broke. Like Brother Hagin said, he's passed them by. Amen. That we were, I was sitting right there on his brother back up here. year before last in the ministers' conference, January. All the symptoms of the flu came on me. I'm sitting right there in the front row, the chills just coming on. And I think Jerry Savelle was preaching. I don't remember now. And I just had this smile on my face. Had you been sitting there next to me, you might have heard me. I just said, I'm chilling. And on the back of my eyeballs are hurting. I said, you can't put that on me. And you know you can't put that on me. Now get in the name of Jesus. And about 15 minutes, it was over. Now there were some people in the same room the same day that were sick for 2 weeks. Now last January, you know, the speaker's room just full of people and all that. And there were some people who really got sick with the flu last January. And the symptoms came on Gloria and me. Had fever for about, I don't know, what was it, David? A couple of hours or something like that, whatever it was. And for, I don't know, 10 days, that's about it. But we already had our flu shots. Now, I'm not against that flu shot. Uh-uh. If it hadn't been formed, a lot of believers would have died. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Amen. I believe in medicine. This is the main medicine here. But I don't preach against doctors. Glory to God. I love them. And love. Really, really fine doctors that have known for years and been for them. A lot of Christians that have died. Thank God for them, particularly Holy Ghost filled doctors. I love them. Amen. Now notice all this. Notice the flow of all this. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, say to the mountain. This is the God kind of faith. Faith believes in its heart and says with its mouth. That's the fundamentals of faith. Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That's 3-1. Therefore I say. So Jesus immediately put it into operation. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. This is the Master speaking. This is Jesus. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. When you pray, believe. When you pray, believe. Believe what? Believe what you just said is coming to pass. When you pray, believe that you receive them. Them is italicized. That you receive them and you shall have them. Now, Gloria, years ago, and you can look it up. If you don't have the Blue Bible app, get it. I mean, that's so powerful. And receive, take. Well, now my son's a quarterback. He's a quarterback at University of Incarnate Word and in San Antonio. He is not worth anything unless he's got a good receiver. I don't care how good a quarterback he is. He's no good. He can hit him in the face with it if the guy can't catch it. So he has to, the receiver is equally as important as the passer. Everybody knows that. So you have to be a receiver. Anybody open? See? You have to be a receiver. I'm a receiver. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. I'm a receiver. Yeah, I take it. Glory to God. It's mine. I take it now. Gloria said, if somebody gives you a birthday cake, it's not yours, do you take it? You can just stand there and look at it and say, happy birthday to doodad. Isn't that wonderful? Ha, 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 happy birthday to me, and turn around and walk out. I don't know, there's something matter with you. But now, wait a minute, he's not done yet. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Brother Copeland, I'm trying. There you go with that trying, man. I don't feel like forgiving. It's time for you to shut up. Hallelujah. And forgive. Forgiveness is not a feeling. It's a command. That was the Lord Advocate General, Commander in Chief of the Church. Amen. So when you stand praying, forgive. Yes, sir. Sir. Yes, sir. Permission to forgive, sir. Yes, sir. I forgive her. That's over. Thank you. She's forgiven. Amen. You still feel like a sack of hammers. Don't make any difference how you feel. Let's go to 1 John. Little John. Very first chapter. Verse 5, this then is the message which we've heard of him and declare unto you. God is light. Say it. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Amen. That's what the book says. Not a word about your feelings in there. Not a word. I've experienced this, and we're out of time. But what do? You forgive and say, thank you, Jesus. They're forgiven, and I'm healed. Amen. Because I have faith in God. Come on, Jeremy.
Thank you, Papa. As a born-again believer, you have a covenant with the same God that David did. Now, right now, in the face of Goliath, whatever that may be, your answer is in the words of Jesus, Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Now, what a powerful message we heard today on your covenant is bigger than the giant. And if you missed any of the broadcasts this week, you can watch them for free on KCM.org or on KCM's Roku channel.
There's a personal hands-on experience that you'll get that you won't be able to find anywhere else, where you can actually learn things and then apply them to real life and see results right away.
With each class, it takes you higher and higher.
I love all the instructors and how they impart to us the things that the Lord has laid on their hearts to share with us. They give us a new love for the Word.
You better preach what you learn here. Praise God. Listen, I'm telling you, you start out, you listen to it, and you listen to it until it comes out of your mouth. Glory to God. But when it comes out of your mouth, it'll have your anointing on it, and it'll come out like me. It'll come out like you. Glory to God.
Everything that I'm learning here will carry on and is preparing me for the next step.
Take the next step. Apply today.
Every Friday is offering day here on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And I want to read to you again from the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Now listen to verse 8. "He who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Now, if you've been taught the Word today, which you have been, have you been taught the Word all this week? Yes, you have. Many of you have been watching these broadcasts for weeks, months, even years, and you've heard the Word. And if that Word has done something for you, if it's done something in you, if it's turned a light on, brought answers to questions, even ministered life and health to you, then you need to thank God for it. But then you take the next step and you say, "Father, how do I respond to the Word that I've heard? How do I make sure that what I heard gets into the lives of people all over the world?" And that's where partnership comes in. And when you sow into a ministry like Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you are sowing to the Spirit. These are spiritual things we're a part of here. These are things that are not just natural, they're eternal. They're not temporary, they have eternal effect. And when you sow into this Word getting all over the world, then you are changing somebody's eternity. Glory to God. And when you sow to the Spirit, you reap from the Spirit everlasting life. And we've got partners all over the world who can raise a hand and testify and say, "Amen, I believe that, I'm experiencing that." Partners, thank you. Thank you so much for sowing. Thank you so much for standing and believing God with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Your partnership has helped send KCM and the Word of God through this ministry to people all over the world. Brother Copeland has shared before that KCM's calling is to be faith specialists. And faith in God, faith in His Word, is what Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have preached for more than 50 years. And when you connect with this ministry through your partnership, through your giving, you're coming alongside a ministry that specializes in living by faith. And you're coming alongside a ministry that wants to see you live a strong and healthy and successful life. Partnership is powerful. And go before the Lord and find out if you've got a part to play in the preaching of the uncompromised Word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, we are believing with you right now for the happiest new year, the most blessed, the most prosperous year you've ever experienced. And I encourage you, go to church this weekend and then join Brother Copeland again next week on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Thank you so much for tuning in today, everybody. We love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to Give is available in the U.S. only. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/giveonline or call us at 877-615-4267. Together, we're sending the good news of the gospel around the world.